are listening to Polsinelli Podcasts, a weekly podcast produced by national law firm Polsinelli, providing practical legal guidance for better business decisions.
Have you considered an investment in or creating a small business investment company? Doing so may provide financial institutions with a number of benefits, including credit toward annual investment requirements under the Community Reinvestment Act. And joining us to discuss this now is Polsinelli's Phil Fagan. For more than 20 years, Phil has been providing guidance with respect to small business investment companies and other small business administrative regulations, federal and state banking laws, and federal securities law. He's also the managing partner of the Washington, D.C. office of Polsinelli. Phil, thanks for speaking with us. Let's talk first about banks and CRA and how the SBIC works with that.
Sure. So first of all, thank you. And second, in order to understand how it helps banks, you need to understand what an SBIC is. And an SBIC is a investment fund that makes investments in small businesses. Those are small businesses that generally have a net worth of under $18 million. And they do it after receiving a license from the Small Business Administration. And they can be funded up to two times the amount of money they raise. So if you raise $50 million fund, you actually become a $150 million fund, and the SBA lends you the $100 million at a very favorable interest rate to be paid off over a 10-year period. So why would a bank be interested in this? Why would they want to become a limited partner in such a fund? Well, first of all, it's a good investment based on what I just explained to you, how you can leverage the return using the government's money. But more importantly, an investment by a bank in an SBIC receives Community Reinvestment Act credit. And for many banks, community reinvestment is a difficult topic. Sometimes they're not being graded in their examinations with a high grade. Oftentimes they need to improve. Additionally, there are banks that have trouble making CRA investments that make sense for them. They're in a smaller community. They can't find opportunities. And third, some of those investments are investments that don't necessarily have a good return. They might be a tax credit investment. They may be in certain bonds for housing or things like that. The SBIC investment is one that has a more attractive return and automatically gets CRA credit. So a bank would be interested in making this because the Act itself specifically says in there that an SBIC investment is eligible for Community Reinvestment Act treatment.
What's involved with forming an SBIC?
So in forming an SBIC, you really need a team of two or three or larger magnitude folks who have done small business investing. That would mean either debt investing or equity investing or some combination of the two. The team needs to show that they have a track record of investing together. So just like any other limited partner, any other person who's going to underwrite an investment, the Small Business Administration wants to know that this is a team that's done this before. It's not two or three folks who are just coming together with an idea, that they're going to work together and they're going to work together cohesively. Then they have to be able to demonstrate that they have the ability to raise money. So the SBA doesn't want to give out a license without knowing that these folks will be able to raise money. And there, as I mentioned earlier, there's a minimum requirement of raising approximately $20 million before they'll issue you a license. There are other requirements which we can get into. So the initial step would be the group who has this experience, has this track record of working together and raising money, would put together an executive summary and go to the SBA and show them their summary, some of their financials and forecasts, and see whether the SBA believes they're right for moving forward with an SBIC application.
You touched on some of this, but what are some of the challenges for SBICs? I imagine it's highly regulated.
Well, some of the challenges, are first getting through the process, and this is where Polsinelli comes in, where our experience can come in. The SBA needs to see that you've packaged this in a way that they can appreciate it and see where your strengths are. Other challenges are, as we talked about, being able to raise the money. investors want to know that you're going to get the license before they'll give you the money, and you won't be able to get the license unless you have the money. So we have recommendations that we make to potential funds of how they can do this and how they can both make the investors happy and the SBA at the same time.
Can you talk about Postinelli's capabilities in this area?
Sure. We've been doing this for over 20 years. We have a team that does both the formation of the fund, the licensing of the fund, and then helps the fund with transactions after they've been licensed, because there's certain regulations on what you can and cannot invest in. We have all three of these capabilities, which makes us unique, all in our SBIC regulatory practice and transactional practice. We're also well known to the SBA and the SBIA industry group for folks who have SBICs. And that's important, because when you're thinking about counsel to help you through this process, you don't want somebody who's done this one or two times. You want somebody who's done this over and over again that has the ability to deal with regulators to help you go through what might become a difficult terrain as you're going through the process, and can be able to have straight answers for you. And we can do all those things. The other thing is our team is located throughout the country, even though we're a small team. So we can cover you geographically as well as our experience.
Okay, Phil, any final thoughts on this topic?
Well, I think the program itself is probably not understood or well known to many people. And there's money out there. There's money that the government is willing to lend to qualified people. And running an investment fund, your returns, your IRR can really be juiced by taking advantage of this program. And as a bank, this is a good investment that can get you CRA credit without a lot of work.
Okay, Phil, thanks so much. Phil was recently published in Bank News about this topic. And if you'd like more information on SBIC capabilities, go to our website, postinelli.com, and look under the Professionals page for Phil Fagan. And we want to remind listeners that the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. And the information in this podcast should be considered informational only. It's not any kind of legal advice. And we'll catch you next time on Postinelli.